Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. Before we begin, I would just like to say a huge thank you to everyone for their support on the first episode. Like I said, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm very glad I decided to start this podcast. If you're listening to this, I'm guessing you enjoyed the first episode and you're here to stay. Well, I hope that's true. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot express that enough. If you're new, then welcome. Feel free to listen to my first episode titled I Too Love Langston Hughes to get acquainted with me and what to expect from the content of this podcast. Today's episode is dedicated to one of my favorite actors, Mr. Sterling K. Brown. He's most famous for his role as Randall Pearson on the hit television series This Is Us. I'll be touching on Brown's background, what led him to his role on This Is Us, and the success of his performances that led him to winning numerous awards and starring in blockbuster films. I'll also be reciting one of the monologues his character has from the first season of This Is Us. This is Sterling Kelby Brown. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, Brown is one of 5 children. At the age of 10, his father, Sterling Brown, passed away after a heart attack. Brown was very close with his father and took on many of his attributes as he grew older. The lack of a father in Brown's life would later play an important part in his portrayal of Randall Pearson in This Is Us. As a child, Brown went by his middle name Kelby instead of Sterling. In a 2016 interview, he would articulate why that was. He said Kelby was easier to write and spell, being that it only has 5 letters and Sterling has 8. He made a vow to his mother that when he turned 16, he would begin to go by Sterling. Looking back, Brown believes he would be growing up too fast if he went by his father's name at such a young age. Kelby was indeed a child's name that suited him better before he was mature enough to step into adulthood. He now keeps a piece of his father with him by proudly carrying his name. Brown went on to attend Stanford University, graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in Drama in 1998. He went into Stanford as an economics major and switched to acting during his freshman year. His wife, Ryan Michelle Bathay, was an actress at Stanford and met him when he changed his major. Next, he would attend NYU's Tisch School of the Arts and graduate with a master's degree in fine arts. Soon after graduating, Brown would earn his first role in a feature film in 2002. He played a co-worker in the movie Brown Sugar, starring Taye Diggs and Sanaa Lathan. A small role, but a jumpstart in his soon-to-be successful acting career. Throughout the next 10 years, Sterling K. Brown would make appearances in a number of television shows and films. From 2007 to 2013, Brown landed his first major role on a show called Army Wives, playing an army husband named Dr. Roland Burton. He'd continue to be seen in television and film in the next few years. In 2015, Brown would receive a role that would change his career forever. Sterling K. Brown had been auditioning constantly after Army Wives came to an end. He landed a few roles here and there, but nothing consistent enough to keep him at work. He received the big audition for what would be the first season of American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, on FX. The role was Christopher Darden, the co-prosecutor in the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. Brown shaved his head for the audition, thinking it would be the right choice and fit the character. He was very confident and felt great about his work. In April of 2015, Brown received a phone call he would never forget. He was cast as Chris Darden in The People vs. O.J. A month later, he would begin filming. Recently, I've listened to many interviews and podcasts with Brown. He did his research, like any actor should, to play Chris Darden. He knew this role in the show was something special. This mostly has to do with the talented ensemble of actors and the stellar creative team he was blessed to work with. He knew he had to step up and deliver. Unfortunately, Brown never received the chance to speak to the real Chris Darden due to a rejection phone call at 3 a.m. But you would think Brown walked in Darden's shoes based on his performance. Of course, the only one to know what the trial was really like is Chris Darden. I remember watching the show and being so moved by Brown's performance. I was in high school, and several friends had recommended the show to me. When I saw that Cuba Gooding Jr. and Courtney B. Vance were playing roles, I went home that night to watch the first episode on Netflix. I didn't know who Sterling K. Brown was. I never heard of him before this point. By the time I finished those 10 episodes, I wanted to know everything about him and why he wasn't known for what he does. Every actor was great in that show, but Brown popped out because I wasn't as familiar with his work. I could see his commitment to his artistry through his performance. February of 2016 is when the world would get to witness Brown's groundbreaking performance. In July of 2016, Brown was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or Movie. On September 18th, 2016, Sterling K. Brown won that Primetime Emmy Award. This instantly changed the game for Brown. He was finally being recognized for over 15 years of hard work and dedication. It paid off in this very moment. The Emmys that year was also big for the entire show, with Courtney B. Vance winning for Outstanding Lead Actor and the show winning for Outstanding Limited Series. Brown was finally up front and center for everyone to see. While filming for The People vs. O.J., Brown auditioned for This Is Us. Just 2 days after winning his first Emmy, This Is Us would air its pilot episode on NBC. What comes next is history. Literally. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. This is Us. Probably my favorite television show out there right now. I remember browsing through Hulu and seeing the title come up. I saw a picture of Brown on the cover photo and recognized him from The People vs. O.J. I did not hesitate to click play on the first episode. An hour later, I was hooked. It wasn't only seeing Brown on screen again, but it was watching the best pilot I had ever seen on television. I was almost a whole year late when I finally watched the show, but I'm glad I jumped on board before the second season kicked off. I binge-watched the entire first season right before I went off to start my first semester at DeSales. Watching Brown in that show made me more excited to continue my path with an education in acting. It made a huge impact on me, and I'll touch on that more later. Before I get into the show itself, I want to say I will not be giving away any major plot points to spoil the show for those who have not seen it. One of my biggest pet peeves are spoilers of something I know I'm going to watch or have not watched yet. As an actor, I have no intention of ruining someone's first experience with a piece of art. Rather, my hope is to lay a ground plan of themes, discuss an actor's approach to a role, and pitch why everyone needs to watch the show. So let's get into it. This Is Us currently has 4 seasons with 18 episodes in each season. I have seen them all and my favorites more than once. So yes, I am a super fan. The cast includes Milo Ventimiglia, Mandy Moore, Chrissy Metz, Justin Hartley, Susan Kelechi Watson, Chris Sullivan, and Ron Cephas Jones. The show is about the Pearson family. Brown's character, Randall, is adopted by a white family after the loss of their third child while having triplets. There are so many twists and turns. Themes of the show include family, identity, struggles with weight and fame, and most of all, love. Susan Kelechi Watson plays Brown's beautiful wife, Beth, and Ron Cephas Jones plays his biological father, William Hill. Randall Pearson is a politician and businessman and is constantly finding the right balance between work and family. Since he was a child, he has had a number of nervous breakdowns and anxiety attacks. He always wants to be perfect and doesn't know what to do when things don't go as planned. He is a family man at heart and is overprotective of everyone, especially his mother, played by Mandy Moore. The show constantly flips back and forth through time in the past, present day, and sometimes the future. The Pearson siblings are known as the Big Three, composed of actors Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley, along with Brown. The series also showcases the dynamic between sibling relationships and how they cope with a tragic past in order to move forward with life. Now, let's talk about Brown's performance as Randall. It's beyond anything I've seen on television. It's truthful, it's honest, it's full of sincerity. He plays the black father everyone wishes of having, even white people. Brown has a strong connection to his character Randall, as he says in an interview that he was born to play this role. As I said earlier, Brown relates to Randall's absence of a father. Brown lost his father at 10, while Randall meets his father at 36. Brown finds it therapeutic to play a character who has a chance to reconnect with someone he lost. It reads very well. Perhaps this is why his performance is so compelling. In 2017, just a year after Brown won the Emmy for The People vs. O.J., he won his second Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for portraying Randall Pearson. This was the first win by a black actor in that category since Andre Brower won in 1998 for his role in Homicide: Life on the Street. Brown was honored to follow in Brower's footsteps, as he is also an alumni of Stanford University. That was a 19-year difference. At the end of Brown's acceptance speech, they proceeded to play him off with music as he ran out of time. He said, and I quote, you can play, nobody got that loud music, unquote. He continued to thank writers of the show as the camera slowly panned back, his mic eventually turned off, they dimmed the lights on the stage, forcing him to leave. What I got from this was Brown was a black man winning that award for the first time in almost 20 years, that his voice couldn't be heard to the fullest. It was hinting that they only made the music loud and abrupt because he was black, and that nobody else was all the white people who had won awards before him. What a statement to be made without any shame. I commend him. Billy Porter would win in this category 2 years later in 2019 for his role in Pose. Hopefully it will not be another 19 years for a black man to be recognized on television and awarded. In 2018, Brown would really make history. Just a few months after his second Emmy win, he won a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Television Drama Series. Sterling K. Brown was the first black actor to win this award in their 75 years of annual ceremonies. The first in 75 years. I remember watching this award show live that year and being moved to tears with Brown's acceptance speech. He said, and I quote, throughout the majority of my career, I have benefited from colorblind casting, which means, you know what, hey, let's throw a brother in this role, right? It's always really cool. But Dan Fogelman, you wrote a role for a black man, like that can only be played by a black man. And so what I appreciate so much about this thing is that I am being seen for who I am and being appreciated for who I am. And it makes it that much harder to dismiss me or dismiss anybody who looks like me. Unquote. He proceeded to finish his speech just in time to walk off stage and not get played off. Sterling K. Brown is paving the way for up-and-coming black actors like myself. I relate so much to the notion of colorblind casting and rarely being seen on stage for who I am and how I look. There needs to be more roles for black actors in all mediums of acting, stage, television, and film. There will never be enough. We need roles that look beyond the stereotypes, beyond being typecast because of our skin color. The representation of black actors in the industry has grown so much over the years, but there is much more work to be done. With the success of This Is Us, Brown has continued to win numerous awards and star in more popular and mainstream movies and television shows. Some of his most famous film appearances have included playing Joseph Spell in Marshall, Prince Njobu in Black Panther, Will Traeger in The Predators, and most recently, Ronald Williams in Waves. His television appearances have included hosting Saturday Night Live in 2018, a guest star in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and playing Reggie in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. His career is far from over. It has just begun. To end this episode, I'll be reciting a monologue performed by Brown in the pilot episode of This Is Us. This episode was written by Dan Fogelman and aired on September 20th of 2016. In this monologue, Randall is meeting his biological father for the first time at the age of 36. Brown's performance is captivating, and you can tell there is something deeper his character is looking for that goes beyond his laundry list of achievements. My goal in reading this monologue will not be to replicate Brown's performance or his delivery of speech, but rather it's to give more insight into his character's psyche. A black man raised by a white family, having lost the opportunity to get to know his biological dad, and his desire to somehow reconnect and get answers. If you haven't already, I strongly encourage you to watch this series to witness the brilliance of Sterling K. Brown. With that being said, please enjoy this monologue from This Is Us. My name is Randall Pearson. I'm your biological son. 36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. And don't worry, I'm not here because I want anything from you. See, I was raised by two incredible parents. I have a lights-out family of my own. And that car you see parked out in front of your house cost $143, and I bought it for cash. I bought it for cash because I felt like it. And I can do stuff like that. Yeah. You see, I turned out pretty all right. Which might surprise a lot of folks considering the fact that 36 years ago, my life started with you leaving me on a fire station doorstep with nothing more than a ratty blanket and a crap-filled diaper. I came here today so I could look you in the eye, say that to you, and then get back in my fancy-ass car and finally prove to myself and to you and to my family who loves me that I didn't need a thing from you, even after I knew who you were. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabe J. Moses. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.